are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
All right, our listener Andrea is on the phone here. All right, Andrea, what did you want to say?
I'm disappointed in Colleen today so much.
Okay. Well, let's go there.
All right. There was news in China that an ex-girlfriend showed up at her ex's wedding in a wedding dress to try and get him to marry her instead. And you did not find that and say anything about it.
Lazy
Stella!
Totally. As I said all morning, thinking you were going to like comment on this, I was totally waiting for it. Nothing.
All right, what would I have to say about this? Uh-huh. Showing up in a wedding dress.
You totally got to look it up and talk about it tomorrow, because it was in China, and it was hysterical. Like, she grabs the groom, and the bride starts taking off, and he, like, goes after her. There's so many ways you could have gone about this. Oh, my God, there's so many directions.
All right, so let me get it right. So she shows up in the wedding dress and everything. The actual bride takes off, right?
Yeah.
and he does go after the bride.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So whose side
are you on? Who knows what happens after that, after the video was shut off? Who knows what happens?
Right. Oh, now, whose side are you on? Are you on the bride's side, or are you on the, you go, girl, go big or go home to the exes?
No, I am on the bride's side.
The crazy ex, like, that's just a little nuts. Go buy your own dress and show up at somebody else's wedding. That's a little kooky.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, Andrea, thanks for calling. Yeah, it is. But here's the thing. This is why I'm not a big rom-com fan, because this is what you cheer for in rom-coms.
Right.
You know, we love
this. This is my best friend's wedding.
This is
everyone.
That's right. It's the grand gesture, the big display, the I'm going to get him or her before it's too late. But when it happens in real life, we're like, they're
you
nuts.
Are crazy. Right. Cray. Like, but we all love Julia Roberts for, you know, showing up and her interference in that movie.
Why don't we ever like it in real life?
Yeah. I don't know. When we see it play out with real people,
we want them arrested.
Yeah, it's not the same.
But you're right. In the movie, we stand up. Followed her heart.
Exactly.
I know.
I don't.
So you watched
the video,
by the way? Oh, yeah. We just posted the video. It is something else. The bride's frustration with what's happening. Her arm swing down.
She's super annoyed.
The groom is reaching out for his bride's hand again. I don't know how to handle this. And the bride just shuns him.
I know, but you know what I like is that she does just kind of shun him. Like, she doesn't go after this other woman for showing up, because that always bothers me. Like, why are you going after the other? Who cares about this other woman? This guy's about ready to marry you. Why is this other woman showing up?
Well, I mean, unless he invited her,
right,
or there's something else going on the side.
I'm still ticked at him.
Then no, it's an intruder at your wedding.
Yeah.
It's still her.
But I'm still going to be most ticked at him, though. Like, why?
Why did you ever know her?
What? Right.
How did you mislead this woman into thinking that this was going to be okay?
Okay, so we went from she's crazy to he misled her.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Again,
right,
this is why I can't stand rom-coms. I can't even stand real life.
Yeah. Let's have some facts. It says here the groom broke up with that woman for over differences in their personalities. And apparently, it's in Chinese, so we had the translation.
Irreconcilable differences.
Yes, she is yelling, it's all my fault. This is all my fault. It was my fault. So she's begging for forgiveness. She's doing the movie scene.
Yeah. I was wrong. I've realized the error of my ways.
I don't think it's
take
on
me
him.
Back.
Maybe it's just because she showed up in the wedding dress.
No,
it does add a little bit to the...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one thing to stand up in the middle of the wedding and yell, I object. I'm still in love with you. I think you still love me.
But if you're in the dress,
that's where you've.
How do you not see her coming, though, as the bride of, oh, what is this?
What is happening?
No. Dad!
It's like, feels like pro wrestling.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.